Hey, running friends. Welcome to the Wrinkled Runner podcast. I'm Sherry, the Wrinkled Runner. I'm over 50 and I love to run wherever I go, but Buffalo, New York is my home. If you are looking to start to run or you're an older runner, this podcast is especially for you, so subscribe now. I love to help people get running and keep running. Hey, runners. So before we begin today, I just wanted to let you know that as I was editing this, I realized that a fire alarm thing in the house is needing its battery changed and is chirping in the episode. I tried to edit out as many as I could, but there are still some that chirped while I was talking, so I couldn't really edit it out. I do apologize for that. I know it makes me want to kill somebody, so hopefully you can get through this episode without feeling the same. So just letting you know that, and now on with the episode. If you've been running for a while and have been sticking to the same paces, you may have asked yourself how you know when it's time to move up to a faster pace. Today I'm going to go over some of the signs that it may be time to do just that. For those of you who run by pace or by a pace range based on running calculators, you know how to plug that in and find your various paces. The number is usually based on a recent, and I'm highlighting the word recent, not a race from 10 years ago. It's based on a recent race, and that will find approximately where you should be when you're running an easy run, a tempo run, any workout type runs, things like that. They usually break down what those different workouts are and the pace range that you should be running them. Part of what we're trying to do as runners, for most of us, is to get our bodies to adapt to the training that we're giving it and get them to level up. When we aren't really taking cues from ourselves and our fitness, we may be missing out on the opportunity to take our running to the next level and provide it with more stress. Stress, with the proper recovery, then levels it up another notch. If you're running your workouts at the same paces that you were 6 months ago, you're probably not giving your running body the chance to adapt up to the next level. So how do you know when it's time to do that? If you don't have a coach, what are the ways that you can tell? First of all, you know that when you were first starting to run, it was hard. Even doing a half mile felt like a big deal. And getting to a mile felt hard, but when you were doing that for a while, running a half mile was no longer such a hardship. Your body adapted. Now let me say, if you are still at the beginning stage, go for more distance over speed at this point. So figure out how far you want to be able to go as a runner. Is it a 5K? Is it a 10K? Is it a half marathon? Getting comfortable with distance, it's going to get you speedier in and of itself. The more we run, the more our bodies adapt, especially in the beginning. As you reach 5K and do that, you're going to get faster at the 5K. If you gradually add distance to that to get to a 10K, the act of getting in more distance is going to get you to an even faster 5K, and so on from there. You're not adding that distance in quickly though, very, very gradually. And I've said it before, and if you've been with me for a while, or actually if you've been with any coach for a while, you know that this is done gradually. Now, a coach can help you decide exactly what's right for you, but if you are coaching yourself, the general rule is to aim for no more than 10% more mileage a week over what you did the previous weeks, with down weeks every third or fourth week to aid in that adaptability, because we need that recovery time in order to level up. Now, you're going to find coaches arguing all day about that 10% rule, because it's one of those things that kind of became a rule without a lot of, I mean, there was thinking behind it and, you know, science behind it maybe and things like that. But it's one of those things where it's just kind of been that way and what coaches have recommended. So there is debate in the coaching world and in the running world over whether 10% is, you know, if you can do more than that or whatever. But I think that if you are DIYing the whole running thing and you're a beginner, it is not a bad rule to follow. So even if you may hear some people saying, oh, you know, that's arbitrary and you can, you know, run and whatever. For a beginner or for someone who is doing running by themselves, I think it's just kind of a good, just a good kind of rule to follow. So that's my two cents about it. If you're comfortable with the distance that you're going and you want to get faster, I recommend Greg McMillan's workout paces calculator if you are not familiar with a pacing calculator. I find that his predictions come pretty close to what my athletes do in their races based on the paces that I have in there for them. So I trust the pace ranges, and that's what I use when I put together programs for my clients, is I plug stuff into that pacing calculator to kind of get a starting point for, you know, what pace ranges to start with. So you're going to need a recent race to plug in. I'll link you to that pace calculator in the show notes. And if you don't race, you can do your own like virtual race or your own race and just like run a 5K, run 3.1 miles and see how fast it takes you. Obviously run it like it's a race, and you can plug those numbers into start. Now, if you want a true kind of 5K race number there, go to a track or, you know, find a bike path, find somewhere where you're not going to have to like stop for traffic or, you know, stop and dodging and weaving a bunch of people or whatever. Find some place where you can run a pretty consistent 5K without having to stop so much. That'll give you a better picture or a better real race condition that will give you a better number to be able to plug in. Okay, so once you have been running those paces for a bit, after you plug that number in and you find out what your easy run pace should be and what your tempo run pace would be, etc., you may find that was once feeling a bit strained for you, say for a tempo run, is feeling a lot easier. Or you may find that for your easy run, maybe the range is 10:05 to 11:12, and that is totally made up. I have no idea what that range is even saying, but let's just throw it out there, 10:05 to 11:12. If that's your easy run range and you're finding that you're consistently running those easy runs at the 10:05 mark or pretty close to it, and your RPE is a 3, which if you don't know, it's a rate of perceived effort, and 3 is considered an easy run. You know, you can talk all the way through that run. That's a good sign that you're ready to move into the next level. And there are various ways that you can do that. So you could run another 5K race on your own or, you know, in a real race and see if you PR'd, you know, if that race that you do for the 5K is faster than the one you did before. And you can plug those numbers in and find, you know, your new range of paces for what your new 5K pace is. You can also set a range for yourself that's a bit faster than what you're doing and see how that goes. In our easy range pace, you know, I like to do like 10 seconds slower or faster as a general rule. So that would put your new pace range at a 9:55 to 11:02 for an easy run. That still gives you plenty of room to make sure that your easy runs are easy, but you still have some challenge room in there. Also ask yourself if at the end of a harder run, like a tempo, is there a lot more in the tank? Are you happy that that run is done? You know, did it feel hard? And you're really glad you don't have to do another one, and you know, till next week. Or are you wanting more? Do you get to the end of that run and you're like, boy, I could run this for another 20 minutes? That's probably an indication that you are ready for faster paces. Now, I say probably because we all have great running days and sucky running days. If you're running under perfect conditions with perfect fueling and perfect bounce in your step, you may have a day where there is loads left in the tank and you could go for another few miles. And, you know, that tempo run felt a lot easier than it normally would.
So I'm not just talking about one perfect day of running.
I'm talking about consistently running the faster end of the paces, consistently finding that the harder runs aren't working out to be, you know, the RPE level that it should be at. It may take a month, it may take three at the paces you are now to get to that point. Everyone's different, and a lot's going to depend on how much you're running, the workouts you're doing, etc. So look for consistently being able to answer those questions in the positive, that, you know, all of that is faster. Now, if you're getting to the ends of runs and you're winded, you're feeling niggles or pain, or you're exhausted after easy runs, then obviously you still need some more time in your current pace range before leveling up. Trying to jump up before our time, it's only going to lead to runs that should be easy or moderately hard, just being hard run after hard run. And that will also lead to injury. It can lead to burnout, all sorts of bad stuff. So don't do it. Don't expect that you're going to jump up pace ranges every few weeks. Get to know the signs for when your body is ready. Look at your data. Look at your running journal, which I'm always trying to get you to have. Are easy runs getting easier? If you have a pace range, are you consistently running at the faster end without it being hard? Are runs that were considered hard for you a month ago not so challenging anymore? Then take advantage of this optimal time to level up. You may have a few runs that are a bit more challenging again, but your body is going to thank you for that stress by gaining fitness. Now, if you have any questions about this, please email me at sherry@wrinkledrunner.com so that I can give you a bit more clarity if any of it is confusing.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you know another runner who could benefit from today's topic, go ahead and share it. Do you have any running questions? You can ask me. Email me at sherry@wrinkledrunner.com, and if I can't answer your question, I will do the research to find the answer and share it with you. The questions I get from listeners like you help me develop episodes, so please don't be shy. You can sign up for my once-a-month newsletter using the link provided so that you can have all the Wrinkled Runner resources from the past month all in one place. I also have opened up my virtual coaching in addition to coaching one-on-one with those in the Buffalo, New York area. So head to my coaching page on the Wrinkled Runner website, which I will, of course, link to, and check out how we may be able to work together. Until next Monday, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the run.